Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were under pressure today, led lower by the front end of the soybean contracts. The January and March, both down 20-plus cents. Then if you go out to the November 14, they were only down 5. So that's a good sign that the acres or buying acres out there in the new crop is still existent. Corn on the front end down a penny and a half. Wheat down 6-7 in both Chicago and Kansas City. July 2014 Kansas City wheat down again today. We've been going down really since the 1st of December. So we've had 20 days here of down. It keeps making new lows. It is getting oversold here as the RSI, the Relative Strength Index, is 16.5. And that's considered oversold, so the technical guys will be looking for it to stop going down or maybe have some sort of a bounce in the coming days. Maybe it will be after the first of the year. We also have South American weather looking favorable, and as that harvest is coming around the corner in a month or two out, we're still looking for that demand to shift from the U.S. to South America. But that'll happen in the next 2 months or so as they start to harvest the earliest parts of their crop. And then here in the U.S., pretty clear forecast. Still cold in the Northeast, but in the Midwest, things look normal temps, normal precip over the next 2 weeks.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
We kicked off trading this morning with the weekly ethanol production report. It showed that production was down for the week ending December 13th, down to 6.496 million barrels. Ethanol stocks increased to 15.625. That's up from the previous week number of 15.448. And ethanol margins have remained very strong, continuing for the last 4 weeks at just over $2.40 a bushel in Iowa. So the ethanol demand has really stayed strong. And then Informa released their 2014 grain acres and production numbers. They estimate corn acres to be 91.8 million acres. That's down from last year of 95.3, and they put total production for 14 at 13.4741 million bushels, down from 13.989. For soybeans, they're saying 81.9 million acres, up from 76.5 last year. They're putting bean production at 3.6 billion bushels, down from 3.258 last year. And for wheat, they're saying 57.9 million acres total. That's up from last year of 56.1, and then cotton acres at 10.8 million, up from 10.3 last year.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, December live cattle were down 80 cents at 130.95. January feeders were off $1.10 at 166.05, and February lean hogs gained 70 cents and closed at 86.35. In the grain markets, Kansas City March wheat was down 6 3/4 at 6.53 3/4. Chicago March corn was off 1 3/4 cents at 4.25 even. And January soybeans were down 22.5 cents on the day at 13.24 even. In the cotton markets, March cotton was up 5 points at 83.00 cents per pound. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.